I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President-elect Barack Obama has little time to enjoy his triumph. Today, he got his first presidential briefing from intelligence officials. And, of course, he's got a new administration to build. Today, reportedly, Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel is said to have accepted Obama's offer to be the next White House chief of staff. And chief campaign strategist David Axelrod has reportedly agreed to be senior advisor in the White House. Expectations are high for Obama, both here at home and abroad. We start our coverage now with this report from The World's Jason Margolis.
Yesterday's international torrent of goodwill for Obama turned into more of a trickle today. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad congratulated Obama. That's the first time an Iranian leader has reached out to a U.S. president-elect since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. From Moscow, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev wished Obama success in building lasting relations between Russia and the U.S. This a day after Medvedev warned that Russia would deploy short-range missiles on its western border to counter President Bush's proposed missile shield in Central Europe. Italian President Silvio Berlusconi praised Obama as, quote, young, good-looking, and suntanned. An Italian government opposition leader called on Berlusconi to apologize for his tasteless comment. Germany urged the president-elect to work on a new global environmental agreement to fight climate change, and China urged Obama to oppose independence for Taiwan. World leaders were directing their comments towards Obama, but he's still, of course, the president-elect. The president was the one speaking today at the White House.
This peaceful transfer of power is one of the hallmarks of a true democracy. And ensuring that this transition is as smooth as possible is a priority for the rest of my presidency.
President Bush urged his audience, the cabinet, and the staff of the White House to do their part for a smooth transition. And he stressed that the executive branch needs to stay focused on the tasks at hand.
We face economic challenges that will not pause to let a new president settle in. This will also be America's first wartime presidential transition in four decades. We're in a struggle against violent extremists determined to attack us. And they would like nothing more than to exploit this period of change to harm the American people. So over the next 75 days, all of us must ensure that the next president and his team can hit the ground running.
President Bush is scheduled to meet with President-elect Obama on Monday. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.